Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. This is Marcia, Dr. Cupertino, Hour for Power, Dr. Cupertino Show. I know a lot of people tuning in this morning because the topic is why Jesus did not choose women to be his disciples. Better put your ear to that phone and make sure you hear this, because you're going to hear some things you never heard before. But, oh well, when you're serving a true and a living God and you're not trying to please man, hey, whatever you say, if it has the Spirit of God on him, it's okay. You can pass go. You can forget the dead. You can forget the walking dead. Just pay attention to those that God has put his Spirit on. But before I go through with my spiel, you know what we always do? Let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Hallelujah, God. Hi, God. It's me. It's us. It's we. Here we come, Father, under the banner of righteousness and under the banner of thankfulness, with a grateful heart that you touched us to talk one more day. Don't know about tomorrow. Ain't trying to pray about tomorrow. But right now, this is all we have. And in this moment of now, we praise you. In this moment of now, we lift you up. In this moment of now, we give you all we have, and that is our sacred service through our lips. Hallelujah, God. Now, we honor you and your will, and we thank you for picking us up out the dirt and the mire. Only you could have done it. We could not have done it. We thank you, God. Whatever the world got to say, let them go on with that. But we have made up our mind that as for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. Joshua said it. I'm saying it today. Somebody echoed it from the other end. Because God is not dead. He's real. He's living. And he's alive in you and I. Thank you, God. We got another chance, another day. Glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Yeah, I said that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know what? Women are now seen in every vestige of America and beyond. The Bible declared that the women are a mighty army proclaiming the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah, they're a mighty army. I guess that's the job. But, hey, is God happy with women? Yes, God is happy. But he is also interested in his original edict put on the table in the garden of Eden. Yes, God is happy with women. He must be. He created women. He knew Adam would be happy with women, for all of you that believe in the creation by God. Yes, God is happy with women. Yes, he is. He never would have created them for his first human son, his first human creature, if he was not happy with women. Yes, God is happy with women that put his edict ahead of anything else. And we're going to find out exactly what it is for those of you that have never read the Bible, claim you don't care about it, don't want to know about it. Well, hey, I hope someone hips you to what's going on here this morning. God is interested in his original edict put on the table in the Garden of Eden. Upon creation of the first human pair, he gave them a job to do. Let's not be a fool about it. Turn to Genesis and read the first three chapters. If you say the Bible is too thick, it's a big book, I don't have time to read it. Okay, read 1, 2, 3. Read the first three chapters. If you don't read anything else, and if you don't get the spirit of the anointing of God on your soul after reading the first three chapters of Genesis, oh my God, you better check out, and you better check out fast. Go back and tell Satan to let me loose. But God told the first human pair to go, therefore, and subdue the earth and multiply. Okay? Now, stick on that, multiply. All women walking around with a womb got something to say against that. God, your creator, the one who made heaven and earth, told the first human pair, I'm just repeating it. I don't care what you say about Dr. Cupertino. I'm just repeating it. You're not giving me something to eat? Hey, what can I say? He told the first human pair to go, therefore, and subdue the earth and multiply. God knew it would take work and a full-time schedule to do so. He knew the family as a nucleus for community would need full-time parents or something that looked like a man and a woman to help do the job. You're going to hear today why thousands of years later, after the creation of man, God and his son chose men over women to walk the walk of service and to end their lives as they did. So let's jump back up here at the top. Women are now seen in every vestige of America. Yes, they are. They finally got into the military on the front lines. They're finally scaling 10, 15, 20, 30-story buildings. You see women at the bottom of the sea, the ocean, as oceanographers and those carrying rigorous instruments to the seabed floor. Yes, you see women in every vestige of America and beyond. Whatever man has done, been doing, found dead doing, the women now are a large army in America and beyond. Every vestige of humanities, medicine, sports, education, the women are stepping up at the top. No problem. No problem. You hear something in my voice. No problem. No problem. But what is it costing us? Let's figure out the cost. You probably can say, oh, Dr. C, don't do that. I can turn and do my own stat research. Oh, okay. Well, then if I'm hearing that in my spirit, again, women are at the top of the line, top of the food chain now. They're not getting equal pay, and they're still clamoring for that. What is it about this situation that society does not think they should have equal pay? Do you know what it is? It's a backlash. They really feel women should not be at the top of most of these professions. I'm not saying they should or should not. I'm going to follow God. But since they are now seen in every vestige of America, let's look and count the cost. The original edict, and I just read it, Genesis 1, 2, and 3, during the creation period, was for women to be those that would assist in multiplying in the earth. The women would be the one carrying a child within them for 9 months. The women would be the ones that the child would suckle on for 1 year, 2 years after birth. There was no bottles around during the ancient period. Of course, there are now. I don't have the history of when the first bottle was created, but I know if I check in and check into the parties or the persons involved in that, I would probably find some kind of a gory reason or history behind the creation of that. Like I said, I don't know. But God's edict today has not changed. I have not seen anything. I have not read anything. I have not heard anything from anyone worth 2 cents of sense that God has changed his edict. Go therefore and multiply. Subdue the earth, multiply. So obviously, if God put the womb in the woman, she was destined to carry a child. She was destined to be a mother. All of this other what have you is man-made, man-indoctrinated, and, of course, conveniently set upon women to create human havoc. And just look at the world now with our children, our young people, running, creating, and stifling themselves in havoc. You go to any school, and they cannot tell you, most of them, that mommy will be there when they get there. They already know daddy's not going to be there. We can forget that. But in the creation format, because of God's original edict, it was stipulated without having to be written in stone that the women, that woman would be one that would carry a child and be the principal caretaker of that child in that child's early years, and in fact throughout his life. So whether we like it or not, that's it. Now, some might say, oh, well, that was then. It takes two to do this and takes two to do that. Okay, we haven't gotten to that point yet. I'm going to touch on that. But the original edict put on the table in the Garden of Eden was for the subduing of our world, multiplying within the world, and of course being responsible for those that you bring into the world. That was the original edict. Now, whether they want to follow the edict or not, that's fine. Some say, oh, you know, I want to follow Jesus and I want to be an apostle. The days of the apostles are gone. Paul said they would be done away with. So anyone going around talking about they're an apostle, run fast as you can and get away from them. Yes, I said that. Cross to the other side of the street. God's edict has not changed. So let's get to the focal point of our topic. Why Jesus? Thousands of years later after the creation, here Jesus Christ appears on the scene. Some don't believe that, no problem. Keep walking in this evil world. Maybe one day you wish you had. Because I don't know of any other sons of gods, I don't know of any other gods, period, that are even thinking about the madness on this earth but one. And that is the original God's adversary, whose name is none other than Satan the devil, the evil one. So we're not going to touch on him. We're talking about Jesus and women and these titles right now. I've gotten off of the edict because there's no need in staying on that topic. He put the first human pair together and he said, multiply, fill the earth. So if someone has a problem with that, they have a problem with the Creator. Get away from them. You have nothing to say to them. Point them to the Creator and say, God bless you. Get out the door. Run. Don't walk out. We see a lot of chaos now in our world. But many are not attributing that to the status of men and women. Even in the days of Jesus, women had their place. Oh, yes, they had their place. You talk about a veiled body. They had their place. Some historians, scholarly historians, says, well, you know, Jesus did not choose women to be his disciples because, you know, it was against Roman law. It was against the Jewish law. You know, women were for one purpose only at that time, and you've seen them around a grinding stone, you know, something like that in their hand. You've seen 5, 6, 7 children. You know, if you see these depictions of early paintings of women during the times of Jesus, that's what you're going to actually see, our Lord and Savior. You're going to see women walking with water pots on their head, standing around wells. You're going to see them sitting around corn shucks. That's really the depictions of any paintings from that era. But there was another important reason why Jesus did not choose women to be his disciples. You know why Jesus did not choose women to be his disciples? Because he said, I am sent down from above to do the will of my Father. So if his father God, some call him Jehovah God, some got all those other names, but Psalm 83:18 says that people may know that thou, whose name art Jehovah, art the Most High God over all the earth. So Jesus did not choose women to be his disciples because he was no fool. He was no crazo. He came down from above to do the will of his Father, so that meant he knew the will of his Father had not changed for men and especially women. He knew that women had a uterus, a womb, and that they were created to carry children. Now, some today, oh, I don't want any. No, I'm not going to have any. Okay, whatever. Answer to your God. See what happens up the road. No, look at what is happening right now in the lives of men and women that have chosen not to follow the way of God. They've chosen to disobey God. They've chosen to spit in God's face. They've chosen to backstab God. Look at them. Look into them. Look at their lives. Can't tell who they are, what they are. Who careth? The Bible says each man, every man is going to have to face his Creator one day. Each man must carry his own load. So we're not going to bash on them. We already know what time of day that it is. But we know Jesus, in pleasing his Father, saying he's going to do his will, coming down to finish what happened in the garden, he knew good and well that to choose women to be his disciples would take them out of the edict of God, his Father. He knew that would be going against the edict of his Father. He knew it would be going against the grain of what his Father had already told them in the garden. He already knew that. He knew that beyond the shadow of a doubt. He knew it, and he was not going to go against God's edict for men and women, especially women. No, he was not going to choose women to walk up and down mountains. No. He knew that would take them out of their spirit. No, he was not going to choose women to go around with swords on one side and the sandals cutting their feet up on the other side. No, he was not going to do it. No, he was not going to take women on dangerous terrain knowing that every 30 days blood was going to be pouring out of their bodies as a way of cleansing and as a way of saying, uh-oh, there's no baby there. No, Jesus was not going to do that. No, Jesus was not going to take women away because he knew the women would be there to care for their mothers and their mother's mother. No, Jesus was not going to do that. Jesus knew that raising a race to serve God was important. It was just as important as being a disciple. He knew that women giving birth would be giving birth to the next leader in God, the next proclaimer for God, the next sonship of God. He knew women would play an integral part in that. Why would he choose women to be his disciples when he already knew that God had given them an edict, God had given them something to do? Now, whether they wanted to do it or not, that was on them. But no, Jesus did not choose women to be his disciples because he knew God had already created them for a purpose, and he was not a fool. He was not a sham son. He was going to leave and let alone whatever God had put on the table. He was not going to do it. Hey, we have the example here. He went all through the countryside. He called man after man. He did not choose women. I don't know what they're teaching in the seminaries, but God did not choose women. Now, if they want to put on the bands now, if they want to go forth saying they're reverend, whatever, if they want to go forward calling themselves bishops, whatever they want to do, if they step out of line from God's original edict, then, hey, that's not on you, it's not on me. They're going to answer to God one way or the other. Look at the shape of the world as proof for even now. Look what's happening now. Families left behind. Children left behind to fend for themselves. Latchkey kids, you don't even hear about them anymore. They just said that word you don't hear. They just automatically are known that when you get out of school, no one's there. So you don't have to, you know, pump it up with some foolish slogan. Look at what is happening when women have gotten away from the family structure. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to be known as a housewife. I don't want to lose my figure. I don't want to deal with these kids all day long. Well, what choice do you have? What choice do you have? You can sit in the high-rise buildings, but look at your family's disintegrating. You can go around on all-girls night. That's fine. The family structure. People are talking about America ain't no good. America's on life support. America's fallen down. America's gone. Well, why? Who and what is the makeup of America? The makeup of America first starts with the family. But if the family has been hijacked from materialism to the god of materialism, if the family has been hijacked in the name of precious goods, luxury goods, if the family has been hijacked because I want to live high on the hill when I know I may not deserve that, then con my way up there, then sacrifice myself on the altar of nothingness to get there and to stay there. Look, don't talk about Obama. whether you voted for him or not, don't talk about him. Don't talk about Putin. Don't talk about Netanyahu. Don't talk about none of them. You know why? They had the mother. Don't talk about them. Talk about, take it all the way back. You know, there are some songs that say, take me back to where I used. Hey, go all the way back. Go back to the original human pair, whether you like it or not. Get you some whiskey if you need to swish it down, whether you like it or not. The original edict was to have this earth subdued and multiplied by those that love God, because, you know, there had to be some love of God then, you know, sin and not into then, when he gave them that edict. And we can't say because of sin coming in the aftermath that I can do what I want. Look at what is more important. Someone sitting in a high-rise building eating caviar and your kids plotting your death. Somebody needs to wake up. It's not all pretty out there. Jesus did not choose women to be his disciples because he knew God already had a plan for the woman. He knew he had a plan for the man. Both were to worship him in spirit and in truth. But there was going to have to be some kind of a choice. Some headship was going to have to be put on the table, and somebody was going to have to say, okay, whatever you say, fine, I will follow you. Now, let's not be a fool now. If you're living with the Chainsaw Massacre, you got to get up out of there. Get them kids about. If you're living with somebody that's bipolar, that's told you for the last week, three times a day, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. You already know what to do. In fact, if you're still alive, you need to put this phone down and check up out of there. That's not where we're at. We're talking about Jesus not choosing women to be his disciples because his Father, he was in heaven when they were created. He said, come, let us create man in our image. Adam going around, walking around with his head between his legs, sad, sick, and sorry looking. God said, it is not good. It's not well for man to be alone. So I think some people then got twisted. And I even hear to today, oh, so-and-so is living with three women because he just don't want to be by himself. So there's something within man that God allowed to stay there as part of his genetic DNA, whereby he would not want to be by himself. He'd have to yearn and crave for the woman. And, of course, we know what the next step would be after that. There's going to be some howling. Nine months later, after conception. So Jesus did not have time to dicker with women about that. He didn't have time to get them on that on that ravenous road. He didn't have time to deal with their emotive emotions. He didn't have time for the disciples to start looking around at them women and he's in the garden praying and they on top of each other. No, he didn't have time for that. He was smart. He knew the Father upon creation had a plan for woman, and it was not for them walking behind him talking about their disciples. Paul even stressed later on in the day, if a woman wants to learn anything, let her learn from her husband at home. Let her learn. Taking the disciples along, yes, he would be teaching, but the women would be privileged to that information. They had a job. They had a job. You better get these kids and say, look at what's going on. Look, even in our modern day, when men went out to war, the women were there. Some didn't come back from war. They got out into the Industrial Revolution. They start getting jobs. And just trace back the tyranny on this earth with children. Right now we have some kids here that the devil don't want to tangle with. Satan is saying, you know what, hey, y'all go on. You know what? A happy day. Have a happy day. Satan don't want to contend with some of these children, some of these young folk. They're just that bad. No training at home. Well, who's there to train? Who's there to train? Who's there to give them love and show them love so that they'll learn how to be a loving person once they leave the home? Who's there to fix nutritious meals so 25 years later they're not walking around with a belly full of cancer? You're talking about cancer? We will have a topic on that. Trace it all back to the home. The killer, natural born killer. There's some studies that are saying, and I'm a good witness on this. One book, The Making of a Serial Killer, trace them all back home. What happened in the home? Person getting out, shooting down 1,000. What happened? Now, I'm not talking about those that are mentally ill, mentally diseased, but let's face some facts, whether you want to face them or not. Women is beloved and loved of God. When he created the woman, she was to be a helper to the man. Hey, I believe that's what I read. A helper, not one to compete with him. Oh, he's not bringing in enough money. Throw everything you got away. That's over a dollar. And praise God. If it means saving a nation of youth, if it means going to volunteer, you don't have no children, okay, get up and go and help those that do. It's all right to have the money, but listen. Someone said, oh, you know, these two entertainers got $1 billion between them. Well, where is it at? It's in the banks. Banks getting ready to fall. Getting ready to fall. So what they going to have? Billionaires boasting around. Mm-mm-mm. What are they going to have? What are they going to have? There's some schools now. $20 billion in debt. I don't know if it was in Michigan or Minnesota. I read it on yesterday. Where are they going? Where are all those kids going? It just grieves my heart when I'm going down the street around 3 and the kids are coming out of school and just seas of kids, beautiful, gorgeous, just walking, talking, laughing. They won't be doing that for long with a world like this. But who contributed to this? Who contributed to the shape and ugliness of America and beyond? Stop lying. We need to stop lying. We need to stop putting out this badass press. We need to stop doing it. We need to take it all the way back. Go back to the home. Every evil, wicked, good deed, look, it all starts in the home. What you were taught. Now, if mommy needs some mental health care, boom, oops, there it is. Jesus did not choose women to be his disciples because he already knew God had a decree on their life. He already knew it, so he didn't have to. He did not have to perform a shakedown when he came down to try to get people to follow him. He chose the men to be his disciples because he knew the end result, what it was going to be. Women all gone. How was a race going to continue? How was the creation of human beings to further the interests of God? How was that going to go on? That's why he did not choose them. Women, if you've had an ear to hear, I hope you've heard this morning. God bless you. I'll be talking to you next week. Same time, same place. Okay, this is Dr. Cupertino Marcia. God bless you.